Scratch the intro. I worked 11 fucking hours today. And then right afterwards, I had to go to the store. I had to argue about a car part because I'm at a car part place and I don't know what the hell a dipstick is. So I've had myself a long and tiresome day. Okay? Scratch the intro and everything. I'm pissed off. I get out of my shower after a long, hard goddamn day, and I got to see that Joey Gallo and a pitcher is being fleeced to the Yankees for prospects. Apparently, it's a long-haul prospects. And for what? We're getting Joey Gallo, which is the headline for it, when he's going to be here for 2 months and what? Okay, I'll actually give credit where it's due when it's like, okay, you got 74 walks this year, 125 strikeouts, 223 on batting average, and almost a 380 on base percentage. But I got news for you. I hate this shit. You want to know why? Let's see. We have guys that you're trying to clear cap space for. God damn it, Hal. What the hell happened to the evil empire, for crying out loud, okay? You sent off one of our most consistent relief pitchers, who's also a long arm in the bullpen, okay? And Devi Garcia doesn't belong in the bullpen, belongs in the rotation. So please, so help me God, don't put him there. You'll bury him and I'll be pissed. We haven't developed a starting pitcher since Severino, for crying out loud. You had your ass. Okay, I'll count Monty, too. Sorry, my apologies. But going forward, what are we doing here? We sent off two relief pitchers for cash? So they pay the contract and we get a subpar prospect for what? To clear salary cap room? You're afraid to go over the cap now, Hal Steinbrenner? Come on. I'm not saying you gotta be your father. I know you're conservative, but God damn it, man. It took you 10 years to find out what a free agent starting pitcher is, and that's when Garrett Cole came into town. Look at all the needs going around here. Look at all the people that are laughing at us, okay? You see, when the Yankees come to town, they're supposed to be laughing for us because they hate us. No, they're laughing at us because of all the potential of what you can do, you decide to sit on your hands. Hands, seat, booty. You sit on your hands and do nothing and you accept it. And I'm sick of it. We're all goddamn sick of it. We're bringing in a guy who has almost a Mendoza batting average. And for what? Because he walks? Because he walks. You know this team can string together hits? You know this is going to have a big time, what? I think almost an all-time grounded double play team? And this is because you think he's going to walk a lot or he's going to hit out the shortest right field in Major League Baseball. Unreal. An absolute utter disgrace. This is terrible. This is absolutely terrible. And what? You know this guy's not going to resign. You know who his best friends are? Chris Bryant and Bryce Harper. You know, guys that are, let's see, Bryce Harper made over $300 million. Bryant's going to ask for $300 million. Joey Gallo, 27 years old. If you think he's going to come cheap, he's not going to. He's not going to resign. Between him and, let's see, the other right-hand version of him called Giancarlo Stanton, this is what this lineup looks like. I don't care if you put him 8th, 7th, 2nd. It's not going to matter. Look at us. Even Tampa Bay is in the rain for getting Chris Bryant at this point in time. We're laughable. It's an abomination. What the hell are we going to do now? Nothing. We're going to sell for at most third place. You might as well just lock it in. Listen, Hal Steinbrenner. If you wanted to go on the goddamn golf course so badly, just go in October. We don't need you. Fans don't even like you anymore. You've burned the bridge. They want you to sell the team. Did you know that? There's a lot of them that want you to sell their team, and that's people that are educated and ones that talk out of their ass. You have any idea the power that you have and you decide not to use it? Now, granted, I understand certain trades like Justin Verlander where you want to give up Gleyber Torres and a starting one or two starting prospects to get them. I understand that part. But then there's just times where it's just like, listen, man, we got the good things going. We need something. Or it's like, oh, no, we're going to trade a relief pitcher for cash. And by the way, we're going to give him a prospect. The fact that you gave a 8th inning relief pitcher to the Red Sox and you threw in a prospect drafted in the 4th round, and for what? Cash. One of our most consistent relief pitchers, and then a guy who is washed up, in my opinion. Okay. You trade him away for a guy to eat the cash in a garbage prospect. Look at us now. We're laughable. Evil empire my ass. There's no other way to put it. We're a laughing stock. We're not feared anymore. We're a one-trick pony. We don't know how to string together hits. We don't know what a stolen base is. Defense hasn't been great outside of Gio Urshela and DJ LeMahieu playing utility, man. I'll give Aaron Judge credit too, but the structure, the money, the way that the game's played, more than Aaron Boone need to be held accountable. There's a couple of coaches that need to be held accountable. Thames and Nevin. Nevin, I'm glad that you're better, but guys need to go. And it is July 28th, 2021. And I am, as a humble Yankee fan, I'm sad, but I'm writing it off. I'm optimistic still to a point. But look at everybody else getting better, and we're settling. That's not the Yankee way that a lot of fans know. Giving up is something that's not in the Yankee DNA. Giving up and settling isn't what the goal was going into this year. Not even close. Neither was within a five-year stretch of time. We're settling, and we're okay with it. And listen, you could blame Brian Cashman, who's a Hall of Fame general manager. But guess what? Every time that he's talked about signings, what has it always been? The salary cap. And they've gone over many times. And the times that they didn't want to go over, guess whose decision that is? Hal Steinbrenner. So thank you very much for nothing, Hal Steinbrenner. Enjoy the golf course. Because that's the only field that we're going to be stepping on in October. You're a disgrace. I can't say it enough. And that's all I have. This is painful to me. This is AJ Torres. This is Undrafted Sports of Calling Strikes. And you are seeing me at one of my worsts. Take it easy.